Amen. I think it's the end times. What do you think, huh? Are we in them?
I think they're
getting really close. Amen. There are two scriptures that mystify me that I've thought of a long time that I don't have answers for. And God keeps showing me little secrets about these couple scriptures. One is, he says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the days of the Son of Man. So I look and think and meditate and muse on what was going on in the days of Noah. Well, number one, people weren't paying a bit of attention to the Lord, right?
Sure.
Amen.
Sure.
Amen. Noah was. So there was someone that listened and obeyed and talked to God and followed his instruction. Another verse that I've always had as it's almost a life verse, but when I saw it in the Bible, I could hardly believe it, because I thought that if you went to church every Sunday, you were there.
Huh.
You did good things for God, you did his works, you were there. But Matthew 7:21 through 23 says, I've been just reading 23, in 21 and 22, they're asking, who's going to get in the kingdom of heaven, Jesus? Who's going to make it in? And Jesus says back to them, many will come in that day and say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out demons and done many wonderful works in your name? Number one, they said, Lord, Lord. They knew who he was. And then they'd done the works. So, therefore, aren't we in? But Jesus said a very interesting thing to them. These were people around him. Okay, people that knew who he was, knew his power, and knew what he did. And he looks at them and he says, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. So put those two verses together with the thought that God said David was a man after his own heart. So those are things that work on me to prepare me, to get me ready for the day of the coming of the Son of Man.
Yep.
So what did David have? What did David do that was different? That God picked him out and said, this is a man after my own heart. Well, today's psalm, if you've read it, I thought, oh Lord, how am I going to share from this psalm? So he took me on this long trail. It is a psalm, you could put at the top of it, this is a song of complaints. David opens his entire being to God. And he says, and I'm not going to read the whole psalm, I'm going to tell you what the psalm is saying, okay, instead of reading it word for word. Listen, God, don't hide from me.
You bet. Yeah, right on.
He's telling God, don't hide from me. You can't get away from me. I want you here. Listen to my prayer. Pay attention to me. Hear me. I'm mourning in my complaint. I'm making a noise because my enemies, they hate me. My heart hurts. I'm afraid of death. I'm afraid. I wish I had wings and I could fly away. I would escape if I could fly away. Then he goes on a rampage of complaint against the enemies. He tells it like he feels it. He says, destroy their tongues. They are cheats, prowlers. They divide people. And then he says, it's his best friends that are doing this to him even.
Yeah.
Ouchie, that hurts. Doesn't it hurt when a best friend does something? You just smart. And then you say, yes, I know I'm supposed to forgive him. God help me to forgive them. Amen. Then he says, take them to hell, because their wickedness is just too much for me. Then he goes on to say, but as for me, I will call upon God. He will save me. I will cry to him, and he will hear me. And God will do something about it, because those enemies have not changed, and they don't fear God, but I do. Then he declares, cast your burden on the Lord. He will carry your load. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. What makes us righteous? Again,
the blood of Jesus.
It's not us. It's the blood of Jesus that makes us righteous. So I used to look at that verse and I'd say, he will never suffer the righteous to be moved. And I think, well, I'm not good enough, so I ain't one of those. So I'm going to be moved and shaken all over the place. No. When I come to God, I must first believe that he is.
That's right. That's for sure.
That's the key. We must believe that he is. If we do, if we believe in him, therefore we obtain his righteousness. As we ask forgiveness of sins, we become the righteousness of God. That is a huge statement.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen! Amen! We become the righteousness of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, if he's in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. True? Right.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Then he talks of the end of his enemies, but he ends the whole psalm with one simple phrase. But I will trust in thee. What has David just done? He has let God know him.
Yes, he has.
And that's the complaint. In the end day, the Lord says, but I never knew you. Those people that are saying and crying out, Lord, Lord, haven't we done all this stuff in your name? They knew who he was. But God wants a people that so totally believe in him that we tell him our secrets, we tell him what's going on inside. And David can say, God could say the same thing to David, depart from me, I never knew you. He'd say, oh no, God, you knew me, I let you know me.
Very good.
And I'm standing on that too. When I get there, I'm going to say, you knew me.
Yeah.
You knew me, my father, you knew me. I tell you everything, I complain to you. How much better to complain to God about things than to complain to our friends?
Sure. Mm.
Let's tell God. Let's get a relationship going with him that is so strong that as he goes about to shake the world, we're going to be part of the shaker.
Hallelujah.
And we're not going to be shaken.
That's good.
We're the stirrer. We become part of the stirrer. And as he shakes the world to its foundations, we're going to be found in him, hanging on to him, knowing him. So let's stand and say the last phrase of this psalm together. But I will trust in thee. And I think we can celebrate that and say, blessed be the Lord. Amen. He is blessed because he's blessed us with everything he has in glory. He's willing to share with us. Amen.